height of fighting in the month of April. Newly released military statistics show that 75 U.S. soldiers died here in November. It's not clear, though, how many of the deaths are combat-related, but in November, three helicopters were downed, and insurgents did increase the number of ambushes targeting U.S. troops around the country.
The Palestinian prime minister is threatening to call off peace negotiations if Israel insists on building a security barrier. Ahmed Correa says there's no point in having a first-ever summit meeting between him and Ariel Sharon if Israel builds the fence. This is IRN.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
The U.S.-led coalition plans to give 200,000 hand-powered shortwave radios to the people of Afghanistan. The military says the radios will allow Afghans to have access to all sorts of news sources to countermeasures by the former ruling Taliban regime. Retailers are wondering what will happen next now that the busiest shopping day is behind them. Some are trying to be more safe than sorry by keeping 7% less inventory than they did last year. But an industry group is predicting sales will go up by 6%. National Retail Federation spokesman Scott Krugman says although apparel sales have been soft in the past, this year is expected to be different.
This year, retailers went back to basic and they got the fashions right. They got fashions that consumers can relate to that make them want to update their wardrobes.
A man has been arrested in Turkey, though he has not been formally charged, for ordering one of the suicide bombings that killed more than 60 people this month. Istanbul's deputy police chief says the man was arrested Tuesday while he tried to cross the border into Iran. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress that over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommended to their patients. It's so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. It contours to every curve of your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. For a free sample of the incredible material behind this innovative mattress and a free better sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. See for yourself what all the excitement's about. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-522-5559.
Democrats Joe Lieberman and John Kerry praised President Bush's trip to Iraq while they were on the New Hampshire presidential campaign trail today.
Joe Lieberman and John Kerry campaigned a few blocks away from each other in Manchester on Friday, and both said they saw nothing wrong with the president's trip to Baghdad. Lieberman called it a wonderful thing to do.
That was where the American president should have been yesterday, and it's where I will be in places like that, hopefully bringing our troops home. Become the commander-in-chief.
At a shelter for homeless veterans, Kerry said he thought the trip was terrific.
I think any guy here would tell you if the commander-in-chief comes in to say thank you, that's good.
But Kerry says he hopes Bush now concentrates on getting more countries to help keep the peace in Iraq. David Tyrrell, Wysocki, Manchester, New Hampshire.
NASA says a crunching sound heard by the U.S.-Russian crew of the International Space Station doesn't appear to have come from an impact with space debris. The sound was heard Wednesday, but the space agency tells the Houston Chronicle there's no damage to the space station. Johann Sebastian Bach did some great things, as did Albert Einstein, but neither has been named Germany's greatest citizen. That honor has gone to Konrad Adenauer, the chancellor who led Germany's rebuilding effort after World War II. Adenauer won the most votes in a survey conducted by a public television station. Protestant Reformation leader Martin Luther finished second, followed by Karl Marx. I'm Richard Stewart with news from the Information Radio Network.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, from Canada, Montreal, it's Canada, the Travel it's... World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911.
has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Yes, that's just how it goes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford here back in our studios in Montreal.
Good morning.
Oh yeah, Ella's waving at me. Yes, special guest Ella Sobel in studio.
Thank you, Willem.
As well. Yeah, having had dinner with us at a delicious meal last week at Moishe's restaurant, Moishe's Steakhouse, premier steakhouse.
Oh, Montreal. Excellent. I think everyone who comes to Montreal, they have to stay at the Sofitel, have a great meal at Moishe's, and pick up a little gift at Kaufman de Swiss Jewelers on Crescent Street. I've noticed a big buzz about that on the internet this week.
Oh, indeed, and especially sites that you frequent.
Oh, yeah, I frequent lots of sites because, of course, we are news and information radio, so we have to...
LBS, we're out there, we're on the front lines.
Front lines of information gathering, research. Search, getting out the word. And one of the, we're talking about a number of destinations today. Our first one off the bat is Niagara region, but also later today we're talking to Jerry Wagschild about the Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts.
Mr. Romance himself.
Celebrating his fifth anniversary with Alexa. We're talking to Neil Drabkin about Southern California, and then also about Victoria, British Columbia. So a number of areas that people can get away to this wintertime for sort of short breaks, sort of break the ice, so to speak, and that's one of the nice things about what the Niagara region has put together. They call it an ice break train, the in collaboration with Via Rail.
Well, no jokes about the weather in Canada.
No.
Seriously, the ice break train, Via Rail, of course, any excuse to ride a Via Rail train for me.
That's an experience. Starting January 15th, passengers will board Via 1 First Class in Montreal, and they get a three-day getaway to Toronto and Niagara. It's the first themed ice wine train from Toronto to Niagara, and they attend the Niagara Wine Festival's Images of Winter Ice Wine Evening, and it marks the beginning of 7 weeks of winter events in wine country. First time I went to Niagara Falls back probably a good 25 years ago with Uncle Osborne, it was really a summertime destination. It was active from mid-May to mid-October. The rest of the year, nobody would go.
Uncle sidewalks roll up.
Uncle John Osborne.
Yes,
wasn't
Uncle
it?
John Osborne. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And his grandfather and his father. Yes, who did not show up with us that time, but the World War I vet.
Yes.
But you take this train and you can celebrate wine because they've done a lot of things over the past couple of years to make it a year-round destination. The casino being one of them, and a heavier emphasis on their wine-producing heritage. Taking this train on the six weekends from January 15th through the end of February, you can put together a number of packages with the Via Rail transportation,
sure,
with hotels, with tours, and a chance to
sample
the wine.
So they've really, you know, the whole Niagara Falls area, especially the Canadian side, that was mainly, well, years ago, I remember it over 20 years ago, just this little strip and area they called Clifton Hill, which, you know, didn't have a whole lot to offer, you know, a few traditional museums and things, but these days they've really added some amazing attractions and some great hotel properties.
There's also the Ice Wine Festival that is starting in January, hence the train, and I mean, there's for the wine connoisseur, it's quite a nice experience to get down there, taste a whole bunch of different ice wines, and you can also take a ride through the wineries in the area and sample some other types and bring some home as souvenirs.
Most of the wine drinker among us.
many of the wineries will be open. It's actually the ninth edition of the Niagara Ice Wine Festival, and many of the wineries are open for tours. Yeah. They have separate events where you can taste wines, have a winemaker's lunch. Number of events all through end of January and through February.
And you get there all on Via Rail.
Oh, Via Rail is the way to go.
It's so comfortable.
Mm. Also at this time of year, they have the Winter Festival of Lights, and that runs, it's actually the 21st annual Winter Festival of Lights. It starts beginning of December, runs through the end of January. It's Canada's largest outdoor light festival, and some nights they have fireworks, a lot of buildings, trees, lights in motion, the falls themselves with indirect lighting. It creates sort of a magical winter experience to see the mist, the falls, the water rushing, the lights. It's something special at this time of year to see. I saw it many, many years ago on one of the first trips they had to celebrate the Festival of Lights. Quite impressive, and it's just gotten better over the years. As well, people think of Niagara Falls as sort of like the Pocono Mountains of the North with a bunch of motels with round beds that are...
Oh, yeah.
You've been in a few of them, I can see.
Yeah.
But as part
sometimes
of
the, with someone else, too.
Willem's yeah. the connoisseur.
Yes.
Some of the major international chains have developed properties in Niagara Falls over the years. They're not just the independent motels anymore. One of these properties is the Clarion President on Stanley Avenue, 5 minutes walk from the falls with jacuzzi rooms. You couldn't have a hotel in Niagara without a jacuzzi. Maybe you could go there with Jacuzzi Girl. We can ask Art.
Well, if you're going to go into a jacuzzi, little tip from me, what I learned about these jacuzzis, is that there is no, if you spill over the top of the jacuzzi, there is no additional drainage because it just goes flat right onto the ground, all over the rug, and into the room below.
Yeah, the mass displaces liquid. Very important high school lesson to be learned.
That would give Willem another chance to cut the rug.
24-hour indoor pool and fitness center.
And not the cheese?
No, that's
cheese later.
Festival. That's summertime in Niagara.
Yes. That's the wine and cheese festival, by the way.
Yeah, cheese does go with wine, doesn't it? 24-hour indoor pool and fitness center in a tropical atrium setting so you can just relax away your cares. They have a shuttle to the casino and they specialize in a number of packages that they can put together for you. Self-guided winery tour, family, romance. Romance. We tell Jerry Wagshall he can do it on his sixth anniversary.
Hey, enough wine? You can have romance with virtually anything or anybody.
Anybody. Yeah, sometimes it clouds your vision. It includes breakfast, buffet, dinner vouchers overlooking the atrium. The Clarion President is reachable at 1-800-263-2566 on the internet at www.niagarafallshotelsinfo.com. Some of the other events taking place in February as well in Niagara-on-the-Lake, a very picturesque, romantic little town just near Niagara Falls. They have their Days of Wine and Roses Festival every weekend. You can find out more information on that at www.tourismniagara.com. The Niagara Economic and Tourism Corporation at 1-800-263-2988. And some of the attractions which are open year-round include Journey Behind the Falls from the Niagara Parks Authority, where you can go down below the rim of the gorge and hear the deafening sound of the water coming down around 13 stories.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yes, you can. You're right, actually beneath the falls.
It even drowns out Ella.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
We'll catch the next train. That would be a great benefit to going to Niagara Falls.
Yeah, and they're
going
to leave me behind the falls and someone will casually stick a foot out so I can go flying behind the falls?
It's over the falls.
The spray and the mist, and it's right beside Horseshoe Falls. Now, of course, maybe hearing all that water, hopefully they will have toilets nearby because, you know, sometimes you're trickling water. Well, hearing Niagara Falls go, boy, you're looking for the washroom.
You couldn't recreate it that night, huh?
Oh, yes. Niagara Falls Avery has 300 free-flying birds in a 15,000 square foot conservatory. So you step out of the cold winter time and you go into like a jungle atmosphere, rainforest experience with streams and ponds and humidity. Jungle
there's
fauna.
This girl working in an office nearby and she turns the heat up, so it's like a jungle experience walking into her office.
Oh yeah.
It's also nice because I mean it's a relaxing getaway. You can take Via Rail down and you can take the shuttle while you're there, relax in the hot
You don't have to take a lot of taxis around. As I say, the Clarion President has a shuttle to the casino and to other attractions in the area. And at this time of year with all the rain and the ice and the snow, hey, you go look outside, you have the Festival of Lights, everything's right, you go into the Avery, and you feel like you're transposed to another land.
I like to see all the tropical birds in the Avery.
Looks like that picture that we have had on our website when
that
I was in St. Louis.
That is an amazing picture of you with that bird on your.
They recommend at least a 1 hour visit. It's open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. They also have the IMAX Theater. Went there many years ago as well, and it's still going strong. Featuring Niagara Miracles, Myth, and Magic, a look at the 12,000-year history of the area, and a daredevil exhibit of barrels used to tumble over the falls.
Yeah.
And, of course...
That's what Willem wants to send me down on.
And, of course, the Skylon
Without
Tower.
The barrel.
signature attraction in downtown Niagara Falls. You see it in all the pictures. You can dine 775 feet above the falls, and a revolving restaurant serving lunch and dinner. So all of these attractions open year-round. The Clarion President Hotel, 1-800-263-2566, and Niagara Economic and Tourism Corporation, 1-800-263-2988, tourismniagara.com.
Stay tuned following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show.
I've walked in Montreal with the snow all swirling around my feet on Sherbrooke Street. I've danced in Montreal, sweating in a disco all night long. The beat was strong.
Commodities, futures, Options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclays Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclays Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclays Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclays Financial, mystery solved.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? Do you know about the tremendous price war among the major term life insurance companies? You may be eligible for savings of up to 40%. Here's an example. A male age 45 non-tobacco user issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, guaranteed not to change for 10 years. Or a male age 50 non-tobacco issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $113 a month, guaranteed for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. Termbuster specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Call right now. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. Rates and availability may vary by state.
Today's lesson.
Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it. And we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos. It's Italian for the best food in town.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people really working for you.
Oh, I am stuffed.
Me too.
Oh, that was one awesome burrito.
See, I told you this place was great. Mm.
I know. I walk by here every day. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
We gotta do dessert.
We have to.
No.
What are you doing to me? You know, I have to fit into my car.
Oh, please.
Turn into a cow. No, I gotta get back to work anyway. I have a major conference call.
Okay.
Waiter. Senor. El Checo, por favor.
Jenny, that's not our waiter.
Oh. Oh, my. Well, whatever. You know, I can't tell the difference between all these Mexicans anyway. You know what I mean?
No, Jenny, I really don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. And, of course, on the line we have a very special guest with us, Mr. Romance himself.
Jerry Wagschild. Yes, good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing fine. You're celebrating your fifth anniversary, and you went out in great style to do it in the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts.
That's exactly right. The Berkshire Mountains in Massachusetts, when you live in a big city, guys, like New York City or in Boston, One of the things you might want to do is get away from the place, except you find that you might only have a weekend to do it. And the Berkshires is actually a great place for anybody living in either New York, Boston. So it's like 2.5 hours away, and other locations as well if you want to travel further, but perfect for a weekend getaway. 2.5 hours from Boston or New York. It has the incredible mountains, the incredible scenery, and as well lots of charming towns like Great Barrington, Lenox, and Lee. In the summer, I think everybody knows what makes the Berkshire special is the lively art scene. I think a lot of people know about Tanglewood. That's where like the Boston Symphony Orchestra goes in the summer, basically, to have all their performances there. They basically live there in the whole summer. There's also theater, art, museums, opera, and dance, all set in the beautiful mountains and charming towns. It's kind of like the country with sushi. That's always what I like to say, because it's beautiful country, and yet at the same time, you've got all this culture and food. In the winter, however, there's also lots of excitement. Like right now, besides the changing of the leaves that we just sort of winding down, there's incredible skiing and tubing at Butternut, and as well as the possibility for long nature hikes. And it's all for the whole family. So there's a lot of stuff to do in the winter. I'm going to be talking to you that in a little bit about all the skiing and the tubing and the new tubing park that's at Butternut. At first, I just want to mention a place to, if you're looking for a place to stay away from the cookie-cutter kind of hotels and inns, there's a wonderfully Victorian inn called the Windflower.
Yes, the Windflower.
The Windflower, yes. And it has two very, very charming hosts, Claudia and Barbara. It used to be, it's actually an inn that was built in the late 1800s. And what's interesting is that this was not built as something else, as somebody's house that had to be converted. It is actually built as an inn. So it didn't have to be adapted, and it still has that very, like, inn-like feeling. And it's this great, solid, sprawling Victoria inn with a huge wraparound porch and fireplaces in the rooms.
Oh, those are nice.
I love those porches.
Very nice. And some of the rooms have, our room had a four-poster bed. And the inn right now is basically, it used to be a full-service inn that was serving meals basically all, you know, dinner every night. But basically now it's become just strictly a bed and breakfast place. But still the hostess, Claudia, is a trained chef. And so she makes the most incredible breakfast. And even like French toast with bacon, but her bacon is actually quite well received by all the staff. They have some friendly dogs that as well hang around. Oh, actually, sorry, one friendly dog that actually.
One friendly dog and two sort of friendly pit bulls.
No, no pit bulls. I didn't see any pit bulls.
That's Southington.
But they're very. It's very, very nice and warm, and it has that warm quality without actually being. You know, the sense that it's too. You know, some bed and breakfasts have that feeling like you're actually in somebody's house. They've been doing this for a long time, so you never get that feeling at all. It's very warm, and yet you still feel like you have your privacy. Rooms at the Windflower run from basically 100 to 200 a night. You can get more information on the internet, windflowerinn.com, or call 1-800-992-1993. And I should say that the rates are lower in the winter, so the rates I quoted you were probably including the summer rates as well. Now, if you want to talk about the skiing, what makes it very, very close to the Windflower Inn is the Butternut Ski Hill. It's only 120 miles from New York. If you don't know how to ski that well or snowboard, you can go there, and there's excellent instructors that are there. It's actually a ski hill that's 40 years old, but there is something brand new there. There's a new four-lane tubing park.
Tubing?
Now, guys, I've never done this. I don't know about any of you.
It's
but
fun.
You've done it?
Yes, I have.
You go down with like a group of people, and you're on these inner tubes, and you kind of hang on to each other.
Yeah.
And then one person grabs a tree, and you go swirling down. And, of course, the person at the end of the line goes flying off into the trees or the bush someplace.
It's actually a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It was fun because I just seen the look on her face.
Yeah, you were probably the one wrapped around the tree.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun for kids. And the thing is, you know, I go skiing. Alexa doesn't ski. Well, she can ski, but she doesn't like to ski. So, for example, for a family where, you know, you have that issue, like where one person skis, one person doesn't ski, it's really good because then you can actually do something all together, or maybe, you know, the wife and the kids can go on tubing and then the guy can go skiing or whatever way you want to arrange it.
A lot of things to do on this particular hill.
A lot of things to do on this hill and, of course, you know, like I say, snowboarding, skiing, and this brand-new tubing park, which is a real big attraction for kids. Other things to do in the area, something that we've done, of course, there's lots of cultural institutions over there. There's something called the Clark Institute that's an enormous amount of art, and there's all kinds of stuff. There's the but there's other, if you want to do some more nature stuff, a great place that we went to was called Kabul. Basically, let me just see here. It's called Bartholomew's Kabul, and it's very close to the Windflower Inn as well. It's a great place to go for all kinds of hikes. It's got 5 miles of trails, and it offers a stunning view of the Berkshire Mountains. And it's called a Kabul because that's a local name for a little hill formed of bedrock. And it's got a colorful array of wildflowers, plants, 250 species of birds, hawks, kettles, bald eagles, blue heron are there. Mammals are there, like beaver, otter, and muskrat. So if you want, you know, besides all the cultural stuff that there is in the Berkshires, there is incredible nature stuff as well, the skiing and the hiking. And if you're hungry at the end of the day, Great Barrington, for those of you who have been there or haven't been there, there's a lot of towns in the Berkshires, but Great Barrington is one of the bigger ones. It's still charming, though, and it has some incredible restaurants, and there's one there that I could recommend. It's a place called Bison, and it's... definitely has some of the best sushi I've ever tasted, and it's interesting because I remember when Alex and I were heading to New York, we stopped there on our way, actually, when we first moved here, and we met the chef who actually told us that, and then we met him again just recently, who told us that he actually just went to the Berkshires and just stayed there. He dropped out of New York and has stayed in the Berkshires now and has set up this restaurant, which has become very booming. And it's an excellent food, and it's very busy and yet extremely casual at the same time. And when we were there 5 years ago, when we first moved here, it was 3.5 years ago, we saw Meryl Streep was eating there. And just speaking of celebrities, I wanted to tell you guys a little bit about the John Huston Film Festival that's going on. What do Richard Burton, Ava Gardner, Elizabeth Taylor, Martin Scorsese all have in common? About 40 years ago, there was a film that was called The Night of the Iguana that was filmed in a place called Puerto Vallarta, which everybody knows now. At the time, it was not a well-known place, but it basically put Puerto Vallarta on the map. It was actually shot in a place called Mismaloya, which is a little bit south of Puerto Vallarta. And Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor had a torrid affair, which made all the tabloids and the headline and the papers of the time. And it basically seemed extremely romantic, and people saw pictures of the place, and it put this thing on the map. Well, tonight is the last night of the John Huston Film Festival. I think that Puerto Vallarta feels that they want to pay a tribute to this man who basically put their tiny town on the map and turned it into a bustling, very successful and still yet beautiful tourist destination. And over the last 8 days, there have been lectures and screenings explaining his life and work in Mexico. And in fact, Martin Scorsese donated a restored print of The Night of the Iguana, which he gave to the festival so that they could basically screen it, which they screened on the 27th. And I don't remember if you guys know that it wasn't that extremely popular, but about a week or so ago, P. Diddy was given a Maverick Award, basically for being a Maverick. Well, there's also a John Huston Maverick Award, which will be given to filmmakers and people who have contributed to the arts also in Puerto Vallarta. As John Huston was considered a maverick in Hollywood because of the fact that he liked to work in remote locations, for example, such as Mismaloya, away from basically Hollywood. And I'll tell you some of the things that are going to be happening tonight at the festival.
30 seconds, Jerry.
It's a gala dinner. Guests will be welcomed. Let me give you the number to the Windflower Inn again, windflowerinn.com, 1-800-992-1993. And this big gala festival that's happening, if you happen to be in Puerto Vallarta tonight, a buffet, all kinds of stuff going on, a dance performance and fireworks under the stars.
Lots of romance going on in Jerry Wagschall's life. I think he's up for the award next year for promoting Puerto Vallarta. Thanks for joining us today on Travel World, Jerry.
And thank you, guys. Take care now.
Across America via satellite.
Thunder the Banshees.
The hell is a Banshee?
Help.
Double World Radio.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, okay. Settle down, class. Now today we're going to read out loud. Who would like to go first?
Oh no, I'm not ready. Please don't call on me.
Chris?
I took my dog to the park. She made two new friends. Tomorrow, I'll take Winnie to the park again.
Very good. Now who'd like to go next? How about you?
Oh no, not me. Oh no.
If you're the parent of a child who struggles to learn, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org. www.focusonlearning.org or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself. But do it now. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
Hey, Miss Taylor, come on. Let me get those groceries from you.
Oh, hi, David. Yes, it'll be a big help there.
Okay, whoa, these are heavy.
Listen, how's the landlord business?
Oh, pretty good.
Did you rent the apartment next door yet?
No, not yet, Miss Taylor, no. Oh, some guy came by today to look at it, but, you know, I didn't even show it to him.
Oh, why not?
Well, come on, he was a brother.
Well, why wouldn't you rent to your brother?
No, a brother, you know, colored, black guy.
Excuse me?
No, don't worry. No, I told him somebody else put down a deposit. It happens all the time. I figured you went on one of them living next door. You know what I mean.
No, David. I don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
We have a special guest online with us. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Back as Stephen Pickford and Ellis Obel in studio. Of course, somebody heading out to there, our fearless leader himself, the great Neil Drabkin, online with us.
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, gentlemen.
And Southern California just seems to draw you like a magnet.
Especially at this time of the year when
the colder climate begins to set in across North America. It's always nice to escape to the warm beaches of Southern California.
Oh, it doesn't take much to get you to escape to the warm beaches. It doesn't have to get too cold around here.
Well, you know what they say about the women in California as well.
Yeah, not as nice as Montreal.
Well, I would debate that, Will.
Yes, of course you would debate that.
How many women did you meet on your latest trip, noted bon vivant, Mr. Neil Drapkin?
Yes.
I haven't finished the tabulation yet, as a matter of fact. I certainly will report into the show as soon as the tabulation has been completed.
And then you'll need a recount.
Interesting place to be, though, these days, with the new governor in office. California has seen its share of political controversy, but it's still a wonderful and a very interesting place to visit. And my trip started off actually in Beverly Hills, which is 5 square miles of glamour, gentlemen.
And that is just the place that is suiting for you.
You just fit right in.
Well, I must say that Bentleys and Mercedes are commonplace, rolling down Rodeo Drive. And it's, of course, the place where the stars live.
You were slumming it, huh?
Well, you're going to bump into stars whether you like it or not in Beverly Hills. If you're shopping down Rodeo Drive, you'll see them shopping and actually buying, as opposed to many of the tourists who are just looking in the windows longingly at all of the things that are offered. If you're sitting in a restaurant, don't be surprised. I was sitting at Mr. Chow's, which is a notable restaurant in Beverly Hills, and at the next table, well, there he was, Mel Gibson, chowing down on some General Tso chicken. So don't be surprised if you bump into your favorite stars. Rodeo Drive is was just a magnificent stretch, and they're actually redoing it now. There was a lot of construction going on while I was there. But believe it or not, while it's one of the most expensive places to shop in the world, they offer 2 hours of free parking, which is kind of interesting.
I figure, you know, a few quarters here and there is just not going to make a difference.
You'd probably need the free parking if you do some shopping.
Well, the first 2 hours are free. After that, you're on your own, and
They couldn't get those dollar bill feeders into the parking meters that accepted $100 bills at a time?
Or the time when you used the Canadian quarter and it did actually work in a Los Angeles meter? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that they found you out, yeah. It must have been all those Nicaraguan quarters you put in.
Thank you, Enrique.
So if you rented a car, well, don't worry about parking. Just worry about spending your money in Beverly Hills. And there's certainly a lot to spend it on. Of course, also Beverly Hills offers some of the finest restaurants. If you're a seafood lover, then I dined at McCormick & Schmidt, which offers wonderful, wonderful food. I had started off with the New England clam chowder, and you'd almost think you're in New England, chomping down on the clam chowder and the Maine lobster. So that's something that you will wonder about if you're in Beverly Hills. That's located on the Via Rodeo. That's the famous Via Rodeo, where you can eat outside or inside, and if you're eating outside again, it's right in the heart of Beverly Hills, so don't be surprised if, as you're eating your clam chowder, one of the starlets passes by. If you're a fan of prime beef, and I know, Willem, you're a fan of
prime beef. There we go. Prime rib. Yeah, now you're talking.
Then there's only one place in the world to eat, and that's Lowry's. It's a wonderful experience at Lowry's. They carve the prime rib at your table according to the thickness that you order.
Oh, the largest and finest cut. Just leave that serving tray right beside my table.
They'll cut a slice off and then give the rest of it to Willem.
Yeah.
if that was what Willem wants, that was what Willem would get, because yes, that's literally what happens. It melts in your mouth, and yes, it's served with mashed potatoes and Yorkshire pudding.
Mm.
And the staff are in traditional garb, and it's a real experience. So, and they're also located in Beverly Hills. They're on North Cienega. So if you're there and you like prime rib, well, that's certainly the place to go. So that was Beverly Hills. The accommodation there also, I mean, you know, you're staying in the lap of luxury, so you really can't go wrong in terms of what you select for your hotel. Elegance in Beverly Hills spells the Four Seasons, which is a Canadian-owned chain of hotels across the world, right around the world. And in Beverly Hills, it's no different. They offer panoramic views of the Hollywood Hills. So you can't forget you're in California if you're staying at the Four Seasons. From my room, I could see the famous Hollywood sign. That is when there wasn't smoke in the air, because I was there during the period of the fires, which was a devastating time. But as soon as things cleared up, you can see the Hollywood sign, you can see the ocean. It's a really a wonderful place to stay. And it's a home away from home for many dignitaries as well. You'll see heads of state staying there. Stars who reside on the East Coast will often stay at the Four Seasons. And their bar is noted for being a place where some of the stars get together after a hard day on the set. Jerry Seinfeld is a regular at the bar at the Four Seasons. So I also saw somebody who's become an infamous character somewhat, who they claim broke up the marriage of Ethan Hawke, and I saw her there as well. So there's a little bit of a tattletale. Mm-hmm. Her name is Jen Perzow.
Okay.
Of Montreal.
Oh, of course. See, that's what I tell you about Montreal girls. And speaking of great, hot Montreal girls, of course.
Thank you, Willem.
L.A. was, well, I said hot Montreal girls. Speaking of hot Montreal girls, of course, a common friend of ours, of course, used to live down in L.A., Mrs. Kim Campbell herself.
Well, that's right. She served as Consul General, Canadian Consul General to Los Angeles for a five-year period, did wonderful work. And I did have an opportunity to visit the Canadian Consul General, as a matter of fact. The new Consul General, he's not so new anymore, he's been there now for 3 years, is Colin Robertson. And he hosts events at the residence. They do a lot of work in promoting the great country that Canada is, south of the border, in terms of movie making and entertainment. One recent export is Michael Bublé, who has become quite a star across the United States, who hails from the western part of Canada, and he's been at the consulate, and they do wonderful work down there, and so it's notable that you should mention Kim Campbell. Kim Campbell, of course, has gone on to be a professor at Harvard, and she's married to a composer who's had many important productions on Broadway, so there's a little trivia for you, Willem.
Absolutely.
And, of course, mentioning Michael Bublé, one of the first radio shows that ever played his music many years ago was Jack Curran on the old AM 600, CIQC.
And Jack Curran, of course, went on to do Travel 72.
Did Travel 72 before. So anyway, roundabout way of saying,
of course, Travel 72.
Everyone
was the inspiration
connected
to Travel World.
So everyone is connected. Everyone is connected. You can't get away from it.
The circle is complete.
It's all a conspiracy.
Oh, not another one.
Well, there's tons of that on this show. And
from Beverly Hills, it was on to Santa Monica.
Oh, yes.
Which is the California Riviera, and it's a very suitable name for Santa Monica. They have just tremendous beaches, and when the sun sets, it's a very romantic experience. If you are with a young lady from California, to watch the sunset on the beach, and just a stone's throw away from famous Venice Beach.
Yes, Venice Beach, my favorite place.
Where people can rollerblade down on the boardwalk and enjoy an experience that you won't see anywhere around the world. There's a lot of interesting characters on Venice Beach.
That's a fact.
Like it.
And if you've been there, you've had the opportunity to experience that. If you want something that's very different, then I would commend you to go down there. Also, there's so many hotels that have been built now on the beach. When I was there about 10 or 12 years ago, there were none. And now you will find hotels everywhere. And a favorite of mine, of course, is the Lowe's in Santa Monica, because they're located right on the beach and they have a tremendous spa. And most of the rooms face the ocean. So as you get up in the morning, you draw the curtains and you'll see the sun rising on the ocean. And you'll know for sure that you're in California as the surf sets in. And you know what they say also, Willem, that it never rains in Southern California.
Is that true? Did it rain while you were there?
It certainly did not. As I said, it was a little bit cloudy and smoky. But apart from that, the weather was
rain when Stephen and I were there.
Yeah, it's because you were there, Willem.
It's because of the dark cloud hanging
dark cloud
over our head.
Dark cloud always over his head. Poor Willem. But Neil Drabkin will be heading back, I'm sure, to Southern California over the coming months. And will be joining us here again on Travel World with more of his picks on restaurants and accommodations and people viewing.
And next stop, Sacramento, to visit the Sloths.
And watch some football.
Yeah, great football on the weekends. Yes, lie in the Chesterfield and watch football. No, I don't think that's what I want to go to California for. I want to
stay
take
tuned
in the
to the
sunshine.
Travel World Radio Thanks. Show across America via satellite. Thanks a lot, Neil.
Pleasure.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve. I don't know what to invest in.
I don't know if I can retire comfortably.
I don't know which path to take.
Don't know what to do about your financial situation? Talk to someone who does. RBC Dane Rauscher. For knowledgeable advice and a clear plan. The kind of objective financial guidance you're looking for. RBC Dane Rauscher. What you need to know. Member NYSE SIPC.
Call Dennis Stanek Jr. at 1-800-243-2478. That's 1-800-243-2478.
Today's lesson. Parliamo Italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos, you say cuginos, he says cuginos, she says cuginos, we say cuginos, they say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos, it's Italian for the best food in town.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers. Turn on a light. That was my idea. But I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-953-3553.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-953-3553. Call 1-800-953-3553.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
You know what word I really hate? Dating. It makes me think of sitting across from someone my well-meaning friend set me up with, sitting politely through boring conversation, and constantly checking my watch to see how much longer I have to stay. With that kind of image, why would I ever want to date again? Well, Exact Radio 990 The X just gave me a great reason. The 990 Exact Love Line. I just called, answered a few questions about who I really am and who I'm really looking for. And you know what? I'm getting matched up with some great people. Guys that hate the bad things about dating as much as I do. Since the 990 Exact Love Line matches you up based on shared interest, I haven't had one boring conversation with any of my matches. Instead, we're going out and having a lot of fun. You know, this is so great, it shouldn't even be called dating. Call the 990 Exact Love Line at 1-866-990-LOVE. That's 1-866-990-LOVE.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exact information, exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, WXCT, Subington.
A little gentle ribbing for Western Canada. Of course, this is winter in Western Canada, while we stand in 40 feet of snow. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, of course. The Southington Love Line, of course, that was probably Charlie's wife voicing that commercial, right?
Oh, yes. And surprises will never befall us. But coming up to the last quarter of the show, and Melissa McLean joins us. She's the Director of Operations and Communications with Tourism Victoria. Welcome to Travel World, Melissa.
Good morning.
Now, Victoria, I've had a lot of customers and clients and friends travel there over the past few months and very, very happy with putting Victoria on their itinerary. And that's sort of come across because you've been recently named top city in the Americas.
Yes, by the readers of Condé Nast magazine in their annual readers poll. And that's pretty exciting, topping places throughout the Americas and feeling pretty good about it
It's such a beautiful place. It really is.
Yeah. In fact, ambiance is probably what propelled us to the top of the list because we came second, I think, in the world for ambiance.
Condé Nast, of course, one of the more prestigious awards you can win, too.
It is, too, because it's a group of readers who like to travel and are pretty discerning about their choices.
Yeah, yeah, sort of the upscale kind of look at
things.
That's
it.
Yeah.
Very easy to get to Victoria, particularly if people say, oh, I'm already flying into Vancouver. They really owe it to themselves to spend a day or more in Victoria. I mean, you can take Pacific Coach Lines right downtown or from the airport, gets you on the ferry, and then gets you right to downtown Victoria.
Oh, sure. Or you can fly direct from a lot of locations. Or for fun, you can go into Vancouver and then... yesterday I flew back from Vancouver on a 12-person helicopter. There's tons of fun.
Helicopter, that's cool.
That's neat. How long did that take?
35 minutes from downtown Vancouver to downtown Victoria.
Oh, excellent.
Do they still have the AirBC seaplane service to Victoria Harbour?
It's now two companies, West Coast and Harbour Air, and actually that's how I went over to Vancouver in the morning. So you have the exhilaration of taking off right from the water and landing in Vancouver Harbour near Stanley Park.
That's great.
Oh, that was great. Stephen didn't want to go, though.
I've taken the ferry. The ferry is a really peaceful way, and this is what makes Victoria like a fun place to get to, because look at the variety of ways. Seaplane, helicopter, ferry. You can kind of combine and...
They left out submarine.
and the travel to get from the main island over is a trip in itself. It's pleasant. It's fun.
Rowboat, dinghy, boogie board.
No, when you get there, of course...
Jet ski.
Taking a city tour kind of gives you a good overview of the entire area. Gray Line has those English-style double-decker buses that leave regularly from right downtown.
That's right. Right at the Inner Harbor. I think it's a great idea in any city to get a lay of the land, and I think a sightseeing tour is a fun way to do it.
Somebody mentioned to me that they actually stopped to feed the seals some frozen fish. Now, I've never heard of that on any city tour anywhere.
Well, that's true. At the Oak Bay Marina, they do take time out, and people love it, and I think the only creatures that love it more probably are the seals. Yeah.
Well, we'll feed you a big T-bone after the show, Willem.
Yeah. He likes a different kind of fish. He likes them on their steaks.
Now, at this time of year particularly, the city really lights itself up.
I like to get the lay of the land, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the people who've led the way are the very famous Butchert Gardens, who are about to celebrate their 100th anniversary in 2004. But they started this amazing lighting program of the gardens, a Christmas lighting program, several years ago, and the rest of the city has been taking suit and following along. And it's really spectacular to see these turn-of-the-century buildings outlined in lights and see the harbor area lit up. It's pretty spectacular.
Well, for an attraction to actually last 100 years, some of them last 1 year, 2 years, 100 years, it's really a highlight of visiting. When I visited a few years ago, of course, it was on my agenda. And it doesn't matter really what season of the year that you go in, the gardens are in...
I think everyone should go see the gardens. I still have fond memories of being there myself. I mean, as a photographer, it was just paradise, and I just went around going...
Came back with a whole roll of film of postcards that I bought
That's
for 19
right,
cents.
That's right.
Well, I think one of the things that stands out in my memory of it was how they sort of built it into the stones. It's an old abandoned quarry, and the red cedars, the tall, majestic firs, it was really different.
And as a tree hugger, I love that.
It's quite amazing. It literally was a family home with a family business in the backyard, which happened to be limestone quarrying. And after the husband built this giant hole in the ground, his wife didn't think it looked so great. And,
oh, yeah, you're getting in trouble even then. Yeah.
So she had this brilliant idea and filled it in with beautiful creeping shrubs and flowers, and it's today the Sunken Gardens and one of the most amazing sights you'll ever see.
Now, downtown Victoria as well has a very special museum, the Royal British Columbia Museum, and really you could spend a number of hours there. I think my time there, I only had really an hour between the city tour and when we had to go back on the ferry, but it's a really unique view of the human and natural history of BC, particularly if you're visiting other parts of the province. It gives you a great overview as well.
Well, it's something, because I get people who say, oh, I'm not so interested in museums.
Oh, come
and I
on.
Say, give it a chance.
Yeah.
And they get in there and they see the history represented from the Ice Age forward. You find yourself on a cobblestone street that's an old town British Columbia depiction with the smells of apple pie from somewhere. Mm. And they've really, really outdone themselves. And to all of that, the museum has started adding these blockbuster exhibits, and we're so excited about this upcoming summer where they're bringing in an exhibit called Eternal Egypt straight from the British Museum.
And that's July 10th to October 31st.
It is.
Something to put on your summer calendar, and if you're going to be out in British Columbia, to make sure that you head over to Victoria to see. And I think right now the IMAX theater there, was it Bugs? Playing there. Willem said that he could see all the bugs he wanted in his backyard.
Just take the bug screen out of my window.
No, but you can't see them magnified up to 250,000 times.
You haven't seen my back door, have you?
Oh, sorry. So not only is that on at the IMAX right now, but great for families, they've got a robotic insect display. So they have giant-size insects, robotic.
Sounds versions. Like a horror movie.
Well, I can see how kids would really be fascinated by this. Some of them probably say, oh, can we get a bug like that as a pet? Oh, no, please.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll walk them down the street twice a day.
And another event coming up in February 16th to 29th, is Dine Around Victoria. And one of the featured restaurants we were mentioning was the Il Terrazzo Ristorante. The chef from there is part of this dining collaborative.
There's a great group of chefs in the Victoria and Lower Vancouver Island area, this Island Chefs Collaborative, who are doing wonderful things with indigenous foods and edible flowers and just it's fusion cooking. There's all kinds of wonderful different, if you're a foodie, this is a great city to be. We've got, I think it's the second highest number of restaurants per capita in North America. So for this period of time in mid to the end of February, you can have three-course meals for $25 at a host of these restaurants. And, I plan on hitting a different one every night myself.
Well, sounds delicious.
Good plan.
Well, a friend of mine, Wolfgang Zimmerman, he's the executive director of the National Institute of Disability Management and Research. They just moved their offices from Port Alberni down into downtown Victoria. And he says he recommends the pasta spiral with meat sauce. He says huge portions. He says they're lumberman's portions, and as a former lumberman, he can certainly eat all he wants. So highly recommended the Il Terrazzo Ristorante for fine Italian dining.
One of my favorite restaurants.
And a new hotel that just, we're coming up to the top of the hour, I think we've got like around 35 seconds, the Magnolia Hotel and Spa, sort of a European-style boutique property serving a continental breakfast and a AAA Four Diamond Award. Floor-to-ceiling windows that open make it kind of special, with the marble bathrooms with separate tub-shower combo. Now, Melissa McLean from Tourism Victoria, where can people get more information on Victoria? We've only basically touched the surface of what there is to see and do. If they want to make a special getaway this wintertime, where can they get that info?
Sure. Well, give us a ring on our 800 line at 800-663-3883. Or we've got a super website at tourismvictoria.com.
A lot of great info and a great winter weekend getaway while everyone else in the rest of Canada and the United States can be freezing.
Yes.
They talk about it being cold. It's like in the 40s and 50s out in
Victoria.
We got to
go like right now.
Thank you, Melissa, for joining us.
Thank you.
And from all of us here at Travel World, thank you for joining us. Next week from the Northeast Kingdom, Comfort in St. Johnsbury. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Happy traveling, everyone.
Exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Richard Stewart. Turkish police have arrested a man suspected of ordering the deadly suicide bombing at the Beth Israel Center.